Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome back to your work week. Brady Bowman with you here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. U.S. Congressman Roger Marshall of Kansas's Big Burst live in studio with us here at KMAN. A lot of phone calls. I think we still got one more phone call we'll get to real quick, and then we'll try and recap some things. But caller, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Three quick items, and I'll be very brief. Number one, I'm sure if you didn't have any babies to deliver, the government wouldn't pay you. I come from a farm family, care distant back that my grandparents came out here in 1865, but now I'm a city kid. But I don't understand why, if the farmer doesn't make any money, we pay him, number one. Number two is, the marijuana that grows in this area is not all hemp. The marijuana that grows in this area came when they put the Union Pacific Railroad in, and the workers were smoking marijuana, and that's the seeds that they left. It's all up and down the railroad tracks. Anybody knows that, so I'm not advertising the fact that there's marijuana along the railroad tracks. The next thing is, I don't understand why you would say you're not for marijuana production. Well, we were the last state to have liquor by the drink, last state to have casinos, last state to have lottery. Why didn't we have marijuana now? Look what Colorado's doing. Bazillions of dollars. So it's bad stuff. People want it. They're going to legalize it this year anyway. I'm sure you're aware of that. It's very, very evident they're going to legalize it. And they don't have to let everybody out of jail that was put in for a couple ounces of marijuana, which is no big deal. So I'll listen, and thank you very much for the job you're doing. And keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thanks for the comments. You know, first of all, on the wild marijuana, yes, when I moved back to Kansas after residency, was out hunting turtle dove and was trying to figure out why the turtle doves were flying in circles and kept jumping around, and I finally hit a couple of them, saw that they were full of marijuana. So certainly understood that the turtle doves like the mild marijuana, and certainly understand that there's a difference between wild marijuana and hemp. Legalizing marijuana, I'm against it. I think it's a very slippery road. I'm just seeing too many people who started off with marijuana and then ended up in other recreational drugs. So I can't agree with it. I have not seen any significant definitive use for it medically. I'm willing to see it used in some controlled studies, but so far the studies I've seen have not been promising. I guess your first comment was about the farmer and paying them. I didn't quite understand it, but I stand beside that if we want to keep the cost of feeding groceries to our families. Who I worry about is that single mom out there with two kids that I delivered 9 years ago. And at the end of the month, her car battery dies. And suddenly she has no cash left, and she has to take her grocery money and go buy a battery, otherwise she can't get to work. But if the cost of groceries were double, it would be so hard on that single mother, or for, you know, anybody that's, you know, trying to raise a family today, let alone our elderly. So what our farm bill does is it helps keeps the cost of food down, and it's worked for, my goodness, 40 or 50 years. Certainly there's some opportunities for improvement, but appreciate your comments. I stand beside the farm bill, crop insurance, the Title I funding. It's been working for decades, and I have confidence it'll keep working.
You know, going with marijuana legalization, that's kind of been a common theme in a lot of the calls that we've had. You know, with that, I think maybe the thing the country is maybe struggling with a little bit on that is when it comes to marijuana legalization is when you have the opiate crisis. This is opiates are legal. They are prescribed. They are responsible for, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but a large sum of deaths every year.
174 deaths every day. Every day.
Wow. Worse than I thought.
Right. So the opioid crisis is horrible. I think we're talking about apples and oranges when it comes to marijuana and opioids. Of course, the opioid addiction, some would claim that 70% of it starts off with a legal prescription, but beyond that, they're not legal. China, you can make fentanyl in your own garage. I guess I shouldn't say that out loud. People will be trying to do it, but it's not that hard as opposed to growing the opioid plants. You can't do it in this country. China is making fentanyl. It's 100 times more powerful than the other narcotics, and they can ship, and it's being shipped over here. So what we're doing in Congress is we've stepped up the game. We've stepped up funding to try to intercept it in the ports as it comes in, through our mail services, those types of things. We have funded literally billions of dollars to help fight this war. It's on the front of President's agenda, a war on opioids. funding to try to help the treatment of it, but mostly we need funding to just stop it, to stop the issues. I think that it's very much related to mental issues as well. There's a certain group of people that we know have addiction tendencies, and when they have surgeries or problems where they're getting legal ones, we need to be very attentive to who those people are and make sure we don't make them addicted. Right now, the ENC, the Energy and Commerce Committee, is closely studying this. I expect sometime in the next month to see a bill to help address it. It certainly is front and center for us.
Is there anything in any sort of possible legislation when it comes to doctors who do overprescribe on that, as far as any sort of possible criminal crackdowns on that, or even criminal charges for doctors who overprescribe opiates?
You know, I think that there's the current laws we have are good. They just need to be enforced. So I think it's going to be giving more funds to the DEA and the drug and alcohol folks to actually investigate these folks. So I think the laws are plenty strong for that. There's been talk of just trying to limit the number of days of prescriptions that a doctor can prescribe for certain situations. It kind of scares me as a doctor to have someone at the federal level micromanaging me. I'm very much interested in doctors that have a DEA license, that they take continuing education to understand some better practices as well. I think the federal government will mess it up if we get them too much more involved in this.
Definitely a concern. Brady Bowman here with U.S. Congressman Roger Marshall. And Congressman, we just got about 2.5 minutes left. Make sure we get through some things that you definitely want to get to.
Well, Brady, it's been fun to be on with you. It's fun to see you face-to-face, and I hope it's been a great conversation for your listeners. I think what I would talk about right now is it's an incredible time to be alive in America. There's so many once-in-a-generation opportunities that I have as a congressman to help this country. Several months ago, we passed our Tax Cuts and Jobs Act bill, and it's, as promised, been doing great things for the economy very, very much across the entire nation. Over 4 million Americans have received a bonus as a result of that bill. The wages, the salaries are going up at record levels in over a decade. Unemployment levels at decades low. 3% GDP growth nationwide. So many great things happening in the economy. That was a once-in-a-generation opportunity. I think about the next year, the once-in-a-generation opportunity that we have to write a strong NAFTA bill. The last one was done in 1994, so let's get that updated. There's opportunities to do more and stronger trade bills across the board. An opportunity to fix immigration, to secure our border and fix the many immigration issues we've got here, whether it's DACA recipients or an agricultural work visa. That's a once-in-a-generation opportunity. The president going to North Korea, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity as well ahead of us. So it's a great time to be an American. 5 million jobs out there. If you don't have a job, if you don't have a great career, this is a great time to start a new career. Check out our community colleges, your technical colleges. Manhattan Technical College, a great example of a place that can quickly get you a good paying job. Kansas State University doing lots as well. So it's a great time to be an American.
Very good. And there's so much there that you mentioned that was like, oh, there was even more issues we could have talked about, which means we just probably have to do this again sometime.
We'll look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
All right. U.S. Congressman Roger Marshall, Kansas 1st District. Thanks so much, Congressman, for coming in live studio with us. If you miss any of this a little later today on NewsRadioKMAN.com, click on demand. You can get caught up on this entire In Focus. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Appreciate the congressman coming in, making an appearance live here in the studios on KMAN. Don't get that opportunity very often. Very grateful for that. Tomorrow, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Linda Morse to join us to get a preview of Tuesday night's Manhattan City Commission meeting. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Therapy.